Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yivam Stav Yod Chesu. We're starting a little bit to the Amr Tehalach Adalin. And today's office sponsor is Nishmas Marsh Memshar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amosha Haven Aliyah. So we continue with more cases of three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. And the main focus of this mission is going to be what Mimer accomplishes. And we already had this earlier in the Masechta, but we continue talking about it over here. So the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Achin, we have three brothers, Shnei Men Nesuim Shtei Achayos, two are married to two sisters, that'd be Reuven and Shimon, Ve'echon Mufne, one of them is a Mufne, which means he's open, he's free, he's not married, he's a bachelor. Umeis Echon Bale Achayos, one of the ones who's married to his sisters died, we're going to call that Shimon, not Reuven. It's just going to be easier with the setup of the cases. We'll see. So Shimon passed away. V'asaba Mufne Mimer, the unmarried brother, did Mimer to his wife. V'achar kach meis ach v'sheni. Then the second brother died, meaning then Reuven died. So here we technically have two sisters falling to one brother. But remember, the first one already had Mimer done to her. So B'shamay says, Ishta imai, his wife is with him. He has to remain with Shimon's wife because he did Mimer to her already. V'halaz teitz mishum achayis isha. And the other one, meaning Reuven's wife, she goes free because she's achayis isha. However, B'shamay says that no, maitis ishta beget v'chalitza. He has to send his wife out with both the get and chalitza, the eshes achiv bechalitza, and the wife of his brother, meaning Reuven's wife, she also needs chalitza. And as Misha Amru, it's about this case that the Chum said, Oy loyal ishtai, oy loyal eshes achiv, woe to his wife and woe to the wife of his brother, because neither of them are able to be married to him. So we're quoting the Mishnah, Shlosh achin shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achayis v'chulu. So we clarify she is Beishamai. Beishamai Amrim Krabalaz ben Arach. It seems to be the Beishamai holds like Krabalaz ben Arach. Krabalaz ben Arach Amar, he says that Hamimer kinda kinyan gomer b'yavama, that Mimer is a full kinyan with Yavama, and therefore when Levi did Mimer to Shimon's wife, it's considered like she's 100% his wife. Therefore, when Reuven dies, so Reuven's wife is considered achayis ishtai, and she goes free without even needing chalitza. Ask more, how could that be? In Krabalaz ben Arach, if you want to say Rabbi Shammai holds a Krabalaz ben Arach, then Girush Lebalas Mimer, let's say Levi divorced the one whom he did Mimer to, he divorced Shimon's wife, Uletetri chalitza, she shouldn't require chalitza, above Amr of Hila b'shem Rablazar, Rabbi Hila says in Rablazar, then Maida Beishamai does agree, Shem Girush Lebalas Mimer, that if Levi had divorced the one who he did Mimer to, Shehitzricha b'meman chalitza, that she does need chalitza from him. So it can't be that Beishamai holds a Krabalaz ben Arach, because if not, she wouldn't require Chalitza. El rather suggests the Gemara Kirib Shimon. Let's say that Beishamai holds a Kirib Shimon. Kirib Shimon or Beishamai hold, HaMimer, Oy Kaina, Oy Loy Kaina. Mimer is either or. And we already had this earlier in the Masech that we discussed extensively. According to Kirib Shimon, Mimer is either 100% marriage, or it's 100% not a marriage. And that's why when Levi divorces the Balas Mimer, he gives her a get. He also has to do Chalitza to her, because there's that sad that Mimer wasn't kind to her at all, therefore he'd have to give her Chalitza. Ask the Gemara in Kirib Shimon, if he wants to Beishamai holds a Kirib Shimon, well, man of Shach. Either which way, Kana Mimer, if you want to say Mimer is kind of 100%, then Meinacher of Klum. Nothing's necessary after he gave her the get, because since she was his 100% wife, so once he gives her a get, she's finished, and he doesn't have to do chalitza afterwards. And if you want to say Loi Kana Mimer, then Mimer's not kind of 100%, so fine, then Lomali Ishta Imai, Valaz Tetsim Shemachais Isha. Why do Beishamai the Mishnah say that his wife is with him, and when her sister is falling to him, she goes free with nothing because of a Chais Isha? What do you mean, if Mimer's nothing, then chalitza is required? So I think where gives a third suggestion, Shema Mimer to Beishamai, maybe Mimer according to Beishamai, Kizikas Rab Shimon, Al Daitin Darbon Taman. The Mimer according to Beishamai is like the Zika of Reb Shimon according to the Rabbanon of over there, I mean the Rabbanon of Bavel. Come on, Rabbanon, Taman, Amrin, some take out the word Taman, just like the Rabbanon say, then HaMimer Kaine Umeshayer, Mimer's Kaine, and leave some over, which means Mimer is a 100% partial Kenyan. We discussed this earlier also. This is basically the Rabbanon's Shita Lumas Reb Shimon. This is Machlekes between the two. They hold that Mimer is definitely a Kenyan, but it's only a 50% Kenyan. It leaves some over. So Ken Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says the same thing in regards to Zika, that Kaine Umeshayeres, it acquires some, but also leaves some over, and Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon also says, Ain Zika Nefels, Makim Zika. The Zika can't apply when there's already a Zika. And I'm just taking it one step further before we explain. Yuchaswan Bez on top. Can Beishamai Ayrim Hacha? Beishamai says the same thing over here. Ain Zika Nefels, Makim Mimer. The Zika can't apply in a place of Mimer. In other words, we have two things working together. Number one is that Mimer, or regular Zika Sibum, is kind of only partially, let's just call that a 50% Kenyan, but the other 50% is not considered Kanui. And also, when we already have an existing Mimer or Zika, so another Zika is not able to be Chal, as I'm able to come to the picture over here. Now, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? So let's plug it into Beishamai. When the brother did Mimer with the first sister, that's a definite Kenyan, at least in 50%, and that also doesn't allow any other Zika to come into play. Therefore, when the second sister falls to him, according to Beishamai, that requires nothing, not even Chalitza, because there's already a Mimer slash Zika in place. However, now going on to the second Memra of Beishamai, which we had in the Gemara, if he decides to divorce the woman whom he did Zika to, since that was really only a 50% Kenyan, so now he has to get rid of the other 50%, which is done by Chalitza. And that's understanding Beishamai. Now going with this, we ask a question. Rabbi Dan Bani asks as follows, let's say a person who's Makadosh a woman from now for after 30 days, which we have multiple variations of this case, Mesachas Kiddushin. Over here, we're referring to a person told a woman, I'm Makadosh you from now and after 30 days, which means the Kiddushin is not going to be 100% Chal until after 30 days. And what happened? Her sister fell to him for Yibum within that 30 days. So did Shammai say in this case as well that Afilu Kain Ishta Imai Valoz Tezim Shemachais Isha? Then in case of Kiddushin, his wife remains with him, meaning this woman who's not fully Makudashis to him until after 30 days, she stays with him, and then the Yivama that felt him just now, she goes free because of a Chayis Isha, because Beis Shammai say that even in this case of Kiddushin. So he responded, Loi Omer Beis Shammai Eloi De Zika Vali De Maimer. Beis Shammai only said this in regards to Zika and Maimer. Zika and Maimer is considered a connection enough that now when the Yivama, who's a sister of his Chetzi wife, falls to him, so it's absolutely nothing and she would go free. But not in regards to Kiddushin. And where do we see this? Because Vahida Omer Avo B'Shem Riechanon is just like where Avo said B'Shem Riechanon that I feel Kiddushin may have Typhus in Ba, that even the Kiddushin of 100 people is going to be Typhus in her, Valaiki Beis Shammai, and this is not like Beis Shammai. This case where Avo said B'Shem Riechanon is going back to the Kiddushin case where he was Makadish a woman, Mikan, and after 30 days, and the understanding of the way that that works is that the Kiddushin starts being Chal now, and it slowly but surely continues to be Chal until it's completed by 30 days, which means that there's technically space within her to be Mekudeshes from somebody else. And therefore, says Rav B'Shem Riechanon, even if 100 people are Makadish her from now until that 30 days, a couple people come on day 1, and then day 2, and day 3, so on and so forth, and they continue to Makadish her with the same stipulation, so there's always room for her to be accept more Kiddushin. And it's not like Beis Shammai, meaning it's not like Beis Shammai's understanding of Zika or Maimer, because again, as we've been saying the whole time, that once we have a Zika or Maimer, that doesn't allow any other thing to be Chal, so when a new Yivama falls to him, she goes free without needing anything. With more scenarios, the Mishnah tells us, Shleisha Achin, we have three brothers, Shnei Mehen Stunim Shtei Achayas, two of them are married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasui Nachris, and over here, the third brother, Levi, he's married to a random woman. Nachris means she's a foreigner, she has nothing to do with these sisters, she's totally not connected to them. Now, Meis Echad Mibali Achayas, one of the ones married to one of the sisters died, we're just going to keep it consistent with the previous Mishnah, that would be Shimon dying, Ve'kanas Nasui Nachris as Ishtai, and then Levi, the one who's married to the random woman, he did Yibam to Shimon's wife, Ve'meis, and then Levi died. So Shnei Yetzim Shom Achayas Isha, the second one, meaning the sister whom Levi was Miyabim, she goes free because she's a Chayis Isha, she's Ruvain's wife's sister, Verishaina, and the first one, Levi's original wife, who has nothing to do with anything here, Misham Tsarasa, she goes free because she's a Tsara, meaning she's Tsaras Erva. Now also about Mimer, let's say Levi had done Mimer to Shimon's wife, Umeis, and then he died, so Nachris Chaletzis, let me have MS, Levi's wife who's not related over here, she has to do Chalitza and not Yibam, but again, she doesn't go free because she's not 100% Tsaras Erva due to the fact that the Mimer is only Chetzi, it's only partial, and therefore she requires Chalitza and no Yibam. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shlesh Achen, Shnei Mehem, Esunim, Shtai Achayis, V'chulu. The Gemara clarifies, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Reb Shimon, Maidim Ba, both Rabbanan and Reb Shimon agree to this. Meaning in the case of Mimer, the random one would need Chalitza and not Yibam. And remember, we just had the Rabbanan, Reb Shimon, Amud Aleph. The Rabbanan hold that Mimer is for sure kind of 50%, but that's it. And Reb Shimon holds it's a suffix. Maybe it's kind of 100%, or maybe it's kind of absolutely nothing. So they're both going to agree that in the case where Levi did Mimer to Shimon's wife and then he died, Ruvain's going to do Chalitza to the Tzara. However, it's for different reasons. Kerabon, according to Rabbanan, so Tzad Shekana Mimer connect to Aser B'Tzara, the part of her that Mimer was acquired by, that corresponding part in the Tzara is Aser. So let's just say half of the Tzara wouldn't require anything because she's Tzara's Erva, but Tzad Shalaikana B'Mimer Kinegdai, Mutter B'Tzara, the part of her that Mimer is not Kaina, so that makes 50% of the Tzara not Tzara's Erva, and she'd be permitted in Yibum. Lefikach, therefore, Chaletzel Im Sevemes. She needs Chalitza, not Yibum, because half of her is able to have Yibum, therefore she needs Chalitza. Now, Kripshim, when we look at it through Reb Shimon's eyes, that it's a suffix, we're not so sure if Mimer's Kaina 100%, or if it's Kaina absolutely no percent, so therefore we'd say that Kaina Mimer, on the side, the Mimer is Kaina Shtei Masurais, both of them, the sister and the Tzara, are Asur, and they wouldn't require anything, whereas like Kaina Mimer, if Mimer's not Kaina, Sori Shaina Asura, the first one, meaning the sister, she's Asur completely, whereas Mashni Muteres, the second one, which is the Tzara, she would be 100% permitted, because Mimer is absolutely nothing, and therefore it's considered like just Levi's wife is falling to Ruvain, she's not an Erva at all, she's a Nachris, she's a random woman, and Yibam would be allowed in that case, and therefore Misafik, because a Safik, we don't know, is it 100% or is it nothing, Chaletzav Le Misav Emes, she needs Chalitza and not Yibam. Now going to Halachavav with a very similar case, the Mishnah tells us, Shleish Achen, we have three brothers, Shnei Mehen Nisuin Shtei Achayis, two are married to two sisters, Vechanasu Nachris, and the third brother, Levi, he's married to a random woman, Umeis Nasu Nachris, and in this case, the one who's married to the random woman, Levi, he dies first, Vekanas Echon Mehen Es Ishtai, and one of the other ones, either Reuven or Shimon, they do Yibam to Levi's wife, Vemes and that one died, so we have two women falling to one of the brothers, obviously one of those is a Chayis Ishtai, so therefore what do we do? Rishani Yitz Mishum Achayis Isha, the first one she goes free because she's a Chayis Isha, she's an Erva, Vashni Mishum Tsarasa, and the second one, which is Levi's original wife, she goes free because she's Tsaras Erva. Now here's the main case, Asaba Mimer, if that brother only did Mimer to Levi's wife, Umeis, and then he died, so Nachris Chalatz is Lemis HaVemes, here too, the Nachris, the not related woman, she requires Chalitza, not Yibam, and the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shleish Achash Shnai Mehem Nisun Shtei Achayis V'chulu, and here's what the Gemara just mentions, Bein Rabban and Bein Rab Shimon, Maidai Ba, both Rabban and Rab Shimon agree in the second case, then when the brother only did Mimer to Levi's wife, so she would require Chalitza, but again, for two totally different reasons, as we had explained in the Gemara right before this halacha. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha Zayin with yet another variation of the three brother case, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.